used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
大家好，你刚刚听到的这段歌曲呢，是来自 Drake 的 Hotline Bling。
Hotline Bling
里面就听到 cell phone 手机，因为我们今天就要说说刚发布的这个 iPhone 7和 7 Plus。
Oh my God， 又来了一个 iPhone 呢，
又要卖肾了，对吗？大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys， it's me Spencer。
其实我自己已经用 iPhone 很多很多年了 ，so I started using iPhone.The iPhone 4.
Yeah, I had an iPhone 4 way back as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
所以我自己对这个还是很期待的。诶，不知道大家会不会去买新的 iPhone 7呢？我们今天除了讲一些 iPhone 7, 它一些 exciting new features and functions, 新功能以外呢，我们还要说说美国人他们多久换一次手机啊？然后美国这个手机文化也跟我们有点不一样啊。
Yeah, that's true. Definitely a bit different.
好，那这一次呢 ，iPhone 7，每次苹果就是特别大的这种产品发布，他们都会叫自己是一个 special event.
Yeah, they do kind of have like these special
terms.
It's kind of like an unveiling, right?你们会说我节目对吧？
啊，揭幕你刚刚说，
哦，
我们产品我们通常说发布，
啊，
英语产品发布一般说product launch or like you said to unveil a new product.
发布也就是 like post 的意思 like to kind of like put out publicly.
对，
公布就是 put out publicly.
对，你刚刚说的 unveil 就是说要发布一个新产品，但苹果他们都好像叫 it's a special Apple event.
Yeah, yeah.
然后呢，像 Tim Cook， 然后像他们什么 Chief Marketing Officer Phil Schilling 就会上去跟大家讲啊，你们钱准备好 ，great new products.
And then they say this is the best iPhone we've ever created.
哎，真的每一次你
yeah, I mean, they probably they must say that every time.
因为我记得就是因为
we really outdid ourselves this time.
我记得这句话就是因为上一次 iPhone 6 Plus 出来的时候，我们也做了节目，然后当时就有放这个 Tim Cook 他的演讲。That's how exactly he started.
Oh, really? This is the best one we've ever created.
Yeah.
Oh, and I do in my hand right now have a little article that's talking about what happened, you know, when they're talking about the iPhone 7. He definitely said it this time too, didn't he? Said, it's the best iPhone we have ever created, this iPhone 7. Yeah, this is the iPhone 7.
对，但是所有苹果的这种产品的演讲啊什么都已经成为 presentation 的典范，所以我们下一周的会员课程也会推出 Tim Cook 这一次的 speech， 希望我们的会员会喜欢。In any case， 我们现在讲讲啊，这个 iPhone 这次很多人觉得最大的亮点，有几个亮点，一个最 basic 最基本的就是 color。
Okay， 颜色。Okay， so just the color. So what's up with the color? Why is it so special this time?
这次他们有出了两个黑的，对吧
？Okay， so two different types of black.
黑色给人的感觉 it's very classy, 很高级 very sophisticated.
Sleek.
Ah, sleek, that's a great word. Sleek 就是这种很有品味很高级的。这次两个黑的一个是就是亮亮的一个是亚光的。
Oh, right, yeah, so one is kind of like shiny and glossy and the other one is like a matte.
对 so the shiny and glossy one they officially call it the jet black.
Yeah, jet black. And jet black in Chinese I think is what like 乌黑 like,
啊乌漆黑漆黑乌黑
Yeah, 对吧乌鸦那个 crow
对对
yeah, crow black.
然后那个另外一个你前面说 matteMatte 就是比较亚光的。It's not glossy, it's not shiny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I personally like, probably prefer the matte.Version.
I don't know. I like sleek. I might go with the jet black.
Oh, you like the glossy ones.
Yeah. I'm a fancy guy.
你会选 rose gold 吗
No. I would,
玫瑰金
I would take silver though. Okay, so.
Yeah, silver is nice. 诶，其实我们颜色前面一直说 color, 但是你像苹果自己的官网，它就 call it finish, right? They have different finishes.
Either way, it's a color.
It's a color, 但是大家也会听到有人说这是它最后的颜色呈现出来 so they can also call it finish. 好，那接下来有一个比较新的就是它的无线耳机。
Okay, so wireless headphones.
嗯 ，headphones， 苹果自己叫它 AirPod。
The AirPods. I feel like I'm buying a pair of Nikes or something.
让你想到耐克，有点像耐克鞋。
AJ 的那个 Air Jordan.
啊 yeah.
Anyway.
But these wireless earpods, they're all powered by Bluetooth, 都是蓝牙的。因为我觉得用蓝牙手机电不是就特别费电啊。
Yeah, it definitely is, actually. I'm a fan on one hand of wireless headphones because all the headphones I've ever had with wires, I always break them.
哎，对，你是会弄坏，对我来说就是那个线绕来绕去 it's messy. Tangled, 就绕在一起。
Yeah, we have a saying, you know, once you put a wire in like a bag,once it's in the bag, the wire has a life of its own.
就这个
a mind of its own. You put the wire in the bag. And
它就会自己自生自灭然后自己生出
Yeah, you pull it out of the bag and you're like, 怎么会这样啊 What happened in that bag?
全都打结 It's all like in knots.
Yeah, all knotted up.
Knotted up, 对 I have this problem. Like, I encounter this problem on a daily basis. 但是这次 I don't know, this wirelessEarpods 很贵，因为要单独买嘛 ，so it's not included.
So that's how they get you.
That's how they upsell you.
Yeah,
upsell 就让你再
spend more money.
对，多付一点钱。
Yeah.
但是老的还是可以用，就是因为它会有一个那个接口嘛 ，so You can plug in your old wire headphones into the headphone jack.
Yeah.
But it's like an extra piece of equipment. 好，那接下来我觉得这个新功能是让很多朋友很激动的，就是那个双向头。
Oh, the 双向头 So like it has like a double camera, right?
Double camera or they call it the dual lens.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, dual lens.
哎，好像很多科技里面都会用就是双核呀什么什么双待机他们都会用这个词就是 dual
yeah yeah dual well double or dual either or
dual 就是 dual
对
因为好像英特尔那个广告不是都是什么 dual intel dual core 双核什么的
yeah that's right yeah
It's a very geeky word.
Dual? I don't know, when I hear dual...
就很奇特,很技术难的一个词。如果你觉得 dual 这个词比较难发音, you can also call it it's got the double camera or double lens.
Yeah, exactly.
这个 double camera, 一个是拍 wide angle, 广角的,一个是 telephoto, they call it the telephoto lens.
Telephoto.
长焦镜头 Anyway, it just allows you to zoom like 10 times. I think it gives you really high resolution pictures.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So it's like we got like an HD cam on this phone now, it looks like. High definition, it's close enough.
现在不是所有手机都 HD?
Nah!
Not really.
I don't know. Not if you have like a Huawei.
Huawei 不是也很好吗 Anyway,
my Huawei is not so good.
你不要黑华为
Okay.
你是比较低配的好吧好吧其实还有很多技术性的功能啊 features and functions 我们就节目里不一一讲了我们会放在推送里大家有兴趣到开言英语公众号回复 iPhone 7可以看啊那我还要说说一些更加文化的点比如节目一开始我就说啊要卖肾啦什么、So you know this meme, right? 你知道这个笑话
you gotta sell a kidney because the phone's out now.
So expensive.
Yeah.
然后英语里面你们不太说我要 sell 一个 kidney, 但是你们有一个比较老的说法就是 something costs an arm and leg.
Yeah, that's right. It costs an arm and a leg. But actually, we do like to make jokes about selling organs for expensive things.
所以 iPhone 在美国出的时候美国网友也会在什么 Facebook, Twitter 上说、oh,Gotta sell an organ.
well, the 用法就是有点不一样对吧 Like we'd say, oh, this thing costs, 那个代价 like the cost of the thing is an arm and a leg. So it costs an arm and a leg.
就是要指你一条手臂一条腿的钱
Yeah, we don't say like it costs a kidney. But if you wanted to make a joke about selling a kidney or...you could totally do that. You could say, oh man, this thing is so expensive. I think I might have to sell one of my kidneys just to get it.
好，那当然都是笑话啊。特别我每次讲这些笑话说 it makes me feel bad, 因为我爷爷他以前就是 he got a kidney transplant, so it's not a joke to me. 我爷爷就他有肾病。Anyway, 我们这个不说了。后面， Spencer, 我一直觉得好像就是我们中国人或亚洲人换手机的频率会比美国人高一点。So we seem to buy or upgrade phones a little bit more often.
Yeah, you know, I think this is, you know, 是因人而异的。You know, I think it kind of depends on the person. But, yeah, I think it's a big trend here to, I don't know,Maybe I'm wrong when I say this, but I think it's just 因为面子. I think a lot of people like to be fashionable and be trendy. So
it's like a status symbol.
Don't get me wrong. There's still some people who are like, oh, I need to get the new phone. But there's a lot of people who are like, eh, I'm not impressed by this anymore. My phone still works and they'll use it for a while.
刚刚说的 status symbol 就是一种地位象征
exactly,
对吧
exactly,、
但我觉得另外一个原因就是美国特别多的人 they just get contract phones and then they're locked in these like two,three year long contracts.
Yeah, they're usually 1 or 2 years.
好像两年的比较多对吧
yeah, because obviously the longer the contract, the better the deal they give you on the phone or something like that.
就是合约机啊、so you get a contract phone, you get your phone with a contract.
Yeah, but you can, you know, a lot of times they, even if you're still on a contract, they might offer some sort of upgrade where you can 换个手机。
可以升级换一个手机。
对。
哎呦哎那如果不买 contract phone, 我一次性付钱买这个英语怎么说啊
Well, it's kind of like saying paying full price for the phone or retail price for the phone.
Retail 就是零售价 对吧你们还有一个概念叫什么 manufacturer suggested retail price, MSRP, 买特别买车它都会有 MSRP, 就是我们说的行货价好像。
Yeah, well, when you go to a store in America, tons of different stores, a lot of electronic stores will list it,but just many stores in general, they'll have like a place where they list the price of a product. And then on the left, it'll say MSRP. And it'll have the price underneath it. But here's the price we give you.
对, 就是行货是比较贵然后我们会给你打点折。
Yeah, it might say MSRP. And then next to it, it'll say like our price, like the store price.
既然讲到什么行货那我就要问问你水货。水货英文怎么说呀、
水货就是 like smuggle goods.走私进来的
啊，对，可是像买个电话，你们真的会说 "It's a smuggled phone"？ 因为 smuggle 听起来就是很严重。当然，水货它就是 smuggling， 就是严重 ，but it's still.
Yeah, but when you think of when I hear smuggling, I think it's like 一大一大批的那种 ，like it's like a big、big like
对对对
amount of something like.
如果买了一个水货的手机，也可以说 it's a smuggled phone. Or back channel， 可能你可以说。It's like a back channel phone, 就是从
Well, that's the thing, we don't really, in America, we don't have 水货 really.
这倒是。
I mean, like, unless it's like a gun, but even that really is like, but yeah, we don't really have 水货 like that.
好那 in general, 水货就是 smuggled goods. 但前面我和 Spencer 准备这期节目的时候我们就在看苹果美国的官网啊。那当然它有 different payment options, 然后就是 with your contract, 你的合约美国几个大的 mobile carrier、就是手机运营商、就是有什么 AT&T
yeah, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint
对就 T-Mobile 四家
yeah,
我觉得最大的 Spencer 既然说到有这么多 carrier 这种套餐你们叫
是那个 data plan
data plan
we just call it a plan like a cell phone plan and then You know, it has however many minutes, and then there's the data plan with it.
Okay, so plan 就是套餐。那么 data plan, or 也有人说 data, 是吧 ?data plan, 就是流量的套餐。
对
,how much data?
对。
在美国现在基本上都是 unlimited data, 都是无限的。
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot more common these days. But yeah, there are a lot of unlimited ones, but if you want to go cheap,there's ones that aren't unlimited. Yeah.
But I find since they're pushing everyone towards these unlimited data plans,so Americans pay quite a lot for their cell phone bills. 很多人就是每个月他那个 plan 都是一百多美金的。
尤其是那个 if you're with Verizon.
你就是 very anti.
Yeah, actually, 其实我很讨厌啊。
很讨厌 Verizon.
Yeah, I had them for years and like I said, the coverage is good, but other than that, man, they really kind of suck.
But last year when I went home,
I got like this SIM card. They have this thing. It's called like a Go phone.
Okay.
And I actually went to a Walmart, which I also hate Walmart, by the way. But anyway, I went to Walmart and I forget, it was like $50-$60 a month, everything unlimited.
Mm-mm.
Unlimited minutes, unlimited data.
That's good.
Yeah, it was great. And you just buy the SIM card and then you put it into a phone. If you already had a phone, then it's okay.
I find 现在我就是中国移动的这种嘛，到美国它是那个漫游 ，data 漫游 ，so data roaming. But it's 它每天就是30块人民币 ，so it's capped and you can use unlimited data. Yeah, so it's actually not too bad.
Okay.
那么如果你是买这种 contract phones with any one of the carriers,it's like a contract phone is a locked phone.
Yeah, we say you're locked in to
you're
the
locked,
contract.
Yeah, 因为这个 contract 就是把你绑住了锁住了、mm-hmm. 然后你如果就是 pay full price, retail price,、mm-hmm. then it's an unlocked phone.
Yeah, I believe so. If you buy like a phone or have a contract with Verizon,then you really are locked in. Anyway, 他们手机是不用 SIM 卡的。
Oh.
Yeah, so it's really 很烦 like, like, if you want to switch or like, 你想, you know, 去国外, 你就没办法。
就身不由己,这个手机根本不是属于你的,是吧?
Exactly, yeah, it's just like, you can't use it.
所以 Spencer 给要去美国朋友的建议就是 don't get a Verizon contract.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, you know, 他们信号 like,their signal is usually like the strongest, so that's,
信号对 signal coverage,
yeah,
coverage is good,
yeah, so that's usually like the best, but it's if you want to be able to take your phone somewhere else and use it and, you know, buy SIM cards, you can't do that with a Verizon
对对对
phone, it's annoying.
这个很好的建议，很好的 tip、mm-hmm. 那越狱是你们叫叫是说 a jailbroken phone?
Yeah,
越狱的手机
yeah, if it's already, you know, 被越狱过
so it's a jailbroken phone.
Yeah, yeah.
好，那我们都是要官方的 official, 因为我真的觉得做内容对我们来说官方的这个正版的很重要，所以 you know, I really respect intellectual property. 然后对我来说啊，其实我已经订了这个 iPhone 7 Plus.
Nice. How much? 可以问你呢？
哦，我让公司同事定了，我不知道，因为我们要测试啊，很多新的机型、新的 OS 出来，就是很怕 crash 什么的，对，所以公司都要买。我自己其实 one of the biggest reasons I stick with Apple products and the iPhone is just podcasts. 当然我们自己是做这个行业，另外就是特别在中国嘛，我觉得要听美国要听英语的 podcast 还是在整个的 Apple ecosystem 生态体系里面最方便。And there's a handful of podcasts that I listen to religiously every day, and they're such a huge part of my life. So yeah, I'm locked in the big Apple ecosystem.
Locked into Apple.
好，我们听众里面很多肯定也是 iPhone 的用户啦。Are you excited by the new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus? Have you pre-ordered? 你有没有先预定？你会不会去买呢？还是我们 Android users, 你觉得啊 ,I'm sticking with my Android phone. Come and let us know in today's comments.
Yeah, that's right, guys. I'd love to know how many of you guys are going to be selling your kidneys for this new phone.
啊，但买开源会员不用那么贵，一年只要真的是 a fraction of the iPhone price, 因为一年会员只要629元、mm-hmm. 然后我们会不断带给你就是日常生活里经常会谈到的话题，实用的话题，而且同时告诉你美国的这个文化和生活、
mm-hmm.
希望大家会喜欢，在我们微信公众号呢你就可以升级成为会员了、
mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you next time. 再见
Bye guys.